The only thing that apparently keeps my wife's faith in men as anything other than a yardstick to judge how far women have evolved is Gary Rhodes' cooking shows, currently being aired on this very network. But can he invent something as delicious as my famous wrecked omelette sandwich, I say? I say it indoors all the time. Well, if your name is Bluff, then you probably just heard it being called. Because here, with us to show you and challenge me on that fact of what is the world's greatest sandwich is the super successful, wildly powerful kitchen devil, Mr. Gary Rhodes! Good to see you.
Good to be.
Welcome to the kitchen on the show. We don't often use this part of the set.
I'm always at home. Wherever there's a kitchen, I'm at home.
We're going to cook sandwiches here, Gary Rhodes. We'll talk as we cook. I'm cooking a famous wrecked omelette sandwich. It's just some eggs, some tomatoes, a little
oil. Now look at this. You see this?
Richard and Judy got sued for doing this.
Flavors.
That's a Mazzola there, Richard and Judy. And this makes a kind of an omelette sandwich, and it's great. I'm not kidding around. I know it's very basic, but it's great. And what are you cooking?
Well, I thought I'd do a classic sandwich, something that we all know.
That's not a classic sandwich.
Well, this is going to be classic, but with a difference. We all know about those smoked salmon and cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, that is not what this is. But it is salmon and cucumber. But this is with a difference. I've got homemade cucumber pickle. Mm-hmm. And that salmon there has been cured. It's not Gravlax, but it's peppered. So you've got that little bite to it from pepper.
I think it's too fancy.
Peppered.
We'd better begin. All right.
Basic
what
flavors,
is this?
Natural
I
flavors.
Provided you with some oil
taste.
Here. Or as the mum says, fat.
I've got real oil here.
Well, what's this then?
There's no taste in it. That's the most
important
thing.
No taste?
Taste. We said it was hot in here, but
boy, telling me there's no taste in that's all good now.
I'm right, aren't I?
Right. Okay, now let me put my bit of fat in
here. This is going to be interesting. I tell you, because I love watching new chefs. I like good ideas, new ideas. As soon as I saw this, look, it's going to be deep fried for a start. Anyway, let's go. I've got money on this. I've got money.
Oh, no, hang on. I've broke an egg already.
Look,
hang on,
that's
there you
practice.
Go. There's practice. There's practice. There's your egg.
Okay.
Actually, I've done that wrong.
Lovely.
That's not supposed to go in yet.
If I was you, I'd get that on the stove.
No, look. Let me get you. What are you doing first?
I'm going to start. Okay.
Only two eggs.
What I'm going to do is something really tasty, simple piece. Well, this is just some nice whole wheat and honey bread. Toasted, really nice and crispy.
And it's
similar.
Funky,
similar, yeah, you can see the face.
This is what these people survive on. They're not on your side of all this.
Just a trickle on top. And that is full of flavour already.
Two eggs.
So
milk. I'm keeping up with you over here. Two eggs, a little milk.
Two eggs, a little milk.
Wreck it. Right.
Looking good. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do, I told you it's going to be salmon and cucumber pickle. It's a sensation.
Oh, see, you know what I like? Them Pop-Tarts. Oh, boy.
What was that?
Yeah.
I like pizzas, if you call that trash, but I mean really
pizza
good
flavored
pizza.
Crisps. Whoa. No, you don't mind.
I haven't had them. No, I love those.
Dry cereal.
Next most important thing, he's button in there.
Dry cereal.
But you're not using any of this, are you?
Maybe sugar puffs without milk, just handfuls of them.
I do. I live on Cocoa Pops and Crunchy Nuts. For the business, that's all I eat.
So you're doing your fancy pants stuff for the people, but you actually eat Cocoa Pops.
I do. The next thing is the chutney. Just set that on top. Look at that. Lashings and...
What?
Look at this.
Bad dog! Sorry.
What was that?
Oh, come on.
Oh.
That's it. I'm not cleaning
it. He's jealous already. You're jealous already. Look at that.
I took him out this morning. You clean it up. This ain't solid enough. I don't know how long we're going to
have to
wait.
Do you want to borrow my stove? I'll be fair enough to let you borrow my stove.
But is there any other... Oh, God.
It is.
Hey, give me one with holes in it.
This is how sorry I feel for his sandwich. I'm letting him use my stove.
All right, I'll use your stove. I'll come over it. Is that right? It's got all the holes. I've never seen one with holes in it. You're blind
now. I've never seen one of those either. Well, the trouble is, that's BBC cutbacks, that is.
Any word from the governor?
Right, dressing on the salad again. Then.
Uh-huh. That's all right.
So look at this, lettuce, we're building, we're getting, you know, some height in this, we're getting some flavour into
it. I said to my wife, I said, what's the thing with Gary Rhodes? I mean, he builds things, he builds them up and up and up, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And so every bite that you go through, every cut, you go through all those textures, you get it all together.
Well, mine's more traditional.
Touch of oil in the pan there, look at that, just a little touch. And now, all I'm going to do with this, because it's got pepper on it, I don't need to put any more pepper on this salmon. Touch of salt, it's going to be delicious.
All right, you're waiting for me now, are you? You're waiting for me,
What's that?
This is nearly done. not washed that. This is blinding. This is really good.
That's not scrambled eggs. That's
this is how it's made. I didn't say it's scrambled. It's probably, I mean, French, there's a name for it, I'm sure. But this is just wreck omelette, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let me put the ham
on. Well,
it
lived up to its name anyway.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. You're going to be worth staying with this.
Butter in the pan and the salmon. The beauty of this, the beauty of this is that I'm going to sear it in the pan, hopefully, providing it's going to stay hot enough.
Yeah.
Straight in. Like that, absolutely wonderful, but keep it just slightly raw on one side and cooked on the other.
Yeah. Okay,
you've got to look at
this.
You've got to look at this.
No, you've got to look at that.
I've applied the dollop. Let me just turn that in the pan. Look at that, Sam. Compare.
This is a great pan.
Look at that. And that's ready. So,
all right.
Now, what do you think of that so far?
I've done something dumb, even dumber. I think I'm cooking with the kids. I've cut the sandwich in four. I'm so used to it. I'm so used to cutting my sandwiches in four. I've done.
I just want to see the comparison on this.
This is damn good eating.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll put it there. Now taste my sandwich and I'll taste your sandwich.
Okay.
Take that one. It's got more
salt
on it.
Oh, that is.
It's a great sandwich. Oh. A really good sandwich, Go on. Be fair.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Hey,
not bad.
Person out the audience, come out here while I taste yours.
It won't be on the menu, but it's not bad.
No, it's not a bad sandwich, is it? Hammond's chopped sauce, I'm telling you, secret ingredient.
You could have done with a bit of salt and pepper in that.
No, you don't. Listen, it's my recipe. Leave
have
it alone.
Place
it okay. Now, have one of those, person in the audience. Right, okay. That's a great sandwich. I'm getting the jump on you.
Look, tell me, what,
and now,
food are we
what do you do with this? Might and fall?
What you want to do, just get some of that, take some of that pickle.
All right. Hey, what do you think of my sandwich?
Very nice.
Thank you very much indeed.
I don't actually eat that.
No? Thank you very much indeed.
That's
this looks lovely. It's going to be lovely. It's one of the best chefs in the world.
Just taste that.
Hang on, there's tomato there. Okay, there we go. Hang on.
Now.
What?
That's all right.
No, it's lovely.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's a great sandwich. You're not getting any of this. No, all right, have a bit of this. But this is too tricksy for me. I mean, as a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's more of a dish than a
sandwich.
It's a dish.
It is a dish.
I'll admit to that.
It ain't got a lid on it for a start.
Yeah.
I mean, you say, there's no top, that's it. Now we're talking, Gary Rhodes. Now we're talking. Hold up. So let me just give you a bit of that and a bit of that. It is great. I mean, it's not going to wait, man. I mean, what's the surprise here? Right. The surprise is that mine's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Okay.
I've got a taste bit of that.
Hasn't it?
That pickle.
There you go. The bout is, come on, mate, point to the one you feel is the winner. Bearing in mind, after the show, we all go out for a very cold beer and everything.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey, Gary!
Bit. Just a bit. Hey, boy. That was really good. Really enjoyed that. Great stuff. Cheers.